Imagine young people coming out of school with 4, 5, 6 job offers. Imagine America finally becoming energy self-sufficient.
Yesterday, our little send-up of Ted Cruz's announcement for president, playing on the word imagine, Cruz used the word a number of times, it went a little viral. Imagine Cruz is in the White House. It's easy if you try. Bush and Christie below him, above him only sky. Imagine Cruz versus Hillary. It isn't hard to do. Well, it's not hard for Cruz to do, anyway. The question is it hard for Texans to imagine Cruz in the White House? And how much competition will this conservative get from the better-funded members of the GOP field? We reached out to Mark Jones, a fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute. Mark, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
So what do you think is the significance of the fact that Ted Cruz is not really an establishment candidate from Texas? He doesn't come out of the traditional sort of Texas machine, but still has a national profile.
Well, he certainly has a national profile, and while he's not a product of the Texas establishment, he certainly is a product of the Texas Tea Party and the grassroots movement that really propelled him to office back in 2012, knocking out the Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who was the establishment favorite to win the Senate seat.
Has Ted Cruz created a new pathway to national political prominence using the traditional demographics and numbers and scale of to the Texas electorate?
Well, I think what he did here in Texas was very effective. That is, he was underfunded and he countered the monetary advantage of the establishment by utilizing all the energy, power, and enthusiasm of the grassroots. That was scalable here in Texas. At the national level, that's going to be a lot tougher to do because here he just had to deal with one election as opposed to more than 50 primaries and caucuses over a very compressed period.
You know, it's interesting that Texas's size is great in the early going, but then it sort of humbles you when you have to think about a national campaign, because what happens in Texas often stays in Texas in terms of the strategy.
That's exactly the case. Here in Texas, all you have to do is win the Republican primary. Once you have the Republican primary sewn up, November is a cakewalk. Democrats have not won a statewide office for more than 20 years. So all Cruz had to do was convince half of the approximately 1.1 million people who voted in his Senate runoff to vote for him, and he had the nomination locked up. He didn't have to worry about swing voters or centrist voters or even moderate Republicans. Here in Texas, they're a distinct minority.
So going forward, it's conceivable that the state of Texas could select, two or three candidates for the primaries, even possibly a Democrat, because of the way it's configured demographically.
In the present state, we're going to be red for the near future. And what's unclear, though, is on March 1st of 2016, when we hold our primaries, whether even Ted Cruz would be victorious here. He faces quite a bit of competition, both in the state from Rick Perry, as well as somewhat from Rand Paul and Jeb Bush, who have their Texas ties, but also from Scott Walker, who right now is leading in the polls here in the Lone Star State.
So what is that Texas primary going to be a referendum on? The Tea Party's solid candidate, or is it going to be a referendum on who's the electable centrist?
Well, I think that will be the battle that will be seen. And in some ways, if Texas voters are thinking in the mindset of Texas politics, they'll focus on the true conviction conservative without any regard for who's electable in November. If, on the other hand, they look down the path and start seeing Hillary Clinton as president, then they may start to swing a little more for someone like Scott Walker or Jeb Bush.
What do you think Texans feel? Do they feel that they know Ted Cruz at this point?
Certainly, Texans know Ted Cruz better than anyone else in the United States, and Texas Republican primary voters know Cruz exceptionally well, because one thing Ted Cruz did better than I think any Republican politician in recent memory is reach out to Republican primary voters across the state. Texas general election voters not as well, because he's focused far more on national politics than on the Lone Star State.
What's the profile that national voters need to focus on or will learn about in the early going here?
Ted Cruz is probably the most conservative candidate among the major candidates running for the GOP nomination. If he were to win the GOP nomination, he probably would be the most conservative GOP candidate since Barry Goldwater in 1964.
Mark Jones, fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute in Texas, on Ted Cruz, the man that Americans are meeting as a presidential candidate now. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.